live from the rubber room at Niagara Falls Medical Center. It's Shenanigans. This week it's just a duo. It's just Rich and Craig.
Rubber hell, I damn near killed her.
Depends on how hard you rubber.
Make sure you use lubrication. The friction is not good.
She's shooting out bursting the flames.
That's right.
It's one of those nights already, man, I'm telling you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're all upstairs now, but for the last hour, I wanted to rip somebody's face off. Well, more than one somebody's face off.
Tomorrow's the first day of school for school-going people.
Yes, and they...
to get schooling.
My kids are on the blue cohort, which starts in school tomorrow. They're going to be in the building. Then they're on virtual the rest of the week. But I work the rest of the week, so it's all cool. I'm off tomorrow, so I have a full day by myself. I'm going to have to catch up on all the shows that I've missed.
Right.
And all the porn that I've missed. It's been 6 months. Pornhub's going, where are you, George?
You've missed out on so many free months.
I've actually gotten, no fucking lie, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, I belonged to a porn site long time ago called Red Clouds. And I haven't even thought about it since I got rid of the subscription like 12 or 13 years ago. I got an email from them this past week saying, we have a COVID sale.
We miss you.
Yeah.
Now, see, I would never have gotten the email because I use fake email addresses for any of that kind of stuff.
Well, I was checking on old email addresses, so.
Oh, looking for coupons.
I used to have a couple email addresses. My brother, being funny, I think I've told you this before, signed me up for every free sample from a porn site, and I just got flooded, so I had to change my email. So now I don't tell him what my email is. So every once in a while, I have to go back and check to make sure that he hasn't emailed me anything.
It's all bestiality porn.
Dude, I got to tell you, I haven't looked at it in about a month, and I had 3,800 emails.
I have more email addresses that I actually maintain that I can't even keep count of them. I've never bothered because I maintain websites for different groups and you know, my own vanity domain for my personal use and the family and stuff like that. So I couldn't even tell you how many email addresses that I have that I can actively log into and use for different purposes. But there's also a service that I use that I won't name. Maybe I'll make it a website of the week someday. But it's basically you make up a something at suchandsuchdomain.com and anybody can log into it and you just pick something very obscure to sign up for the thing that you want, whatever it is. You get that one-time email to activate it and then you never want to hear from them again. So it doesn't matter because they're just going to, that service is just going to delete the email after like 3 hours or something like that. So I would never have gotten your discount coupon because they would be sending it to an email address that I'm never going to look at again.
I think what I do now is I just put in the search at the top on that one, that 3,800, looked for my brother, and I know two other people that might use it. When I search them, I don't find anything. I just empty out the whole thing completely.
So anybody who is emailing Craig Bestiality Porn is going to be grossly disappointed.
They're just going to be gross. There's a guy who
they were already gross.
There's a guy named Craig Bacon who is a property manager in Washington, D.C. And we both have Gmail addresses, but mine has my middle initial in it, and his doesn't. So if you try to email me, Craig Bacon at Gmail, it goes to him in Washington. Every once in a while, he'll send me this group of emails back. And I called him in an email, my evil doppelganger. He did not find any amusement in that.
I don't think he's the evil one here. You were smart enough to put your middle initial in your email address. It's never a good idea to use your own real full name on your email address.
I had to for something for work. That's why I had it.
Well, I mean, if it's a work email address and they're providing it the service, then it makes sense. You don't have a choice in the matter.
I didn't have a choice because at the job I was working at, my name is my email address. But we were only working part-time, so I needed my emails forwarded to my personal one, and it wouldn't take it if it had a weird name. It had to have my name. It was something to do with the company I worked for. They would block it otherwise.
That's stupid.
It is stupid, but...
and unnecessary. But, yeah, the nice thing about Yahoo specifically is that they have that unlimited mailbox.
Right.
So no matter how many emails you have, it'll never, like, be full. And that's what I use for my dumper. So if I'm setting up for like a warranty or something like that, or literally, you know, to get coupons, signing up for a website where you're going to go shopping, I always use my Yahoo address because then I can mark everything as spam and I don't have to see most of it. And then I have a personal email address for friends and family. You have that one. Congratulations.
Yay. Does Walden?
Yes. As far as he knows, that's my one for friends and family. Yeah.
Excluding Walden, I know how he feels about this. How many unread emails do you keep in your email?
None.
Me neither. I can't stand it. I get 4 or 5. I get into double digits. I start having shakes. Like, my God. Like, Friday, all the teachers from the school for all 4 girls started emailing all the students, started emailing all about their classes. So on Friday, I had like 35 emails. I'm like, what? My wrist kept buzzing. I'm like, what? I got another fucking email?
Oh, I have a smartwatch. I haven't worn since COVID started. I took it off when I got home from work. I started working from home. I haven't put it back on.
Why is that?
I just wear it to go out. Why? When else do I need that convenience on my wrist?
I track my steps and my exercise.
I'm not taking any steps.
You don't get up at least once an hour?
It doesn't mean I have to walk.
You got to go to the bathroom. Or can you just whip it out from there?
I don't need to track the steps and how many times I went to the bathroom and back. It's uninteresting. When I was working, yes, it was worth counting. Now, not so much.
It's only 12 steps. It's like a program.
I feel like I should be reading literature, right?
Speaking of reading literature, you had this nice book that you had out here. Let's open it up and throw a couple of those out there.
Are you serious right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, go for it.
Your kid left a kid's joke book sitting out.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
They're terrible.
Are they terrible?
They're terrible.
Walden's going to listen to this and he's going to pee himself laughing.
This silly joke book. I'm just opening to a random page.
Just tell two.
What's the best cleanser to use in outer space?
Comet.
Haley's Comet.
Oh, my God.
What is an Australian ghost's favorite dessert?
I have no idea.
Boomerang pie.
Oh, boy.
That was like 3 levels of bad.
Meanwhile, on Friday, when Walden listens to this, he's laughing. These are his type of jokes. Hey, I have that in my bathroom. Hey, you're not here, buddy, so you know what that means.
You know what I realized I haven't heard in a very long time? And it's not a bad thing, but it's a sign of the times. Remember when we were kids, all the jokes were either Pollocks or dead babies.
I don't remember the dead babies one.
Oh, there were a lot of dead baby jokes. I'm not going to tell any on the show, but they're gone. You never hear those anymore. As a comedy aficionado, they're just gone. You got to dig for them.
So what jokes are out there now? I mean, we don't have much of a sense of humor anymore. So.
That's true. Exactly correct. Now you're not supposed to like tell jokes like this anymore. You're supposed to write your own. It's all supposed to be like observational or anecdotal. Jokes like this, like Jokey the Joke Man Taylor, he's not around that much anymore.
So no puns?
Huh?
No puns at all, right?
No. No. No more Yogi Berra. He wouldn't survive in as a comedian in this day and age, as right as he was most of the time. Why do some people never go bald? They have a receding hairline. Like, it's got a picture of a guy planting seeds on a bald guy's head.
Ah, receding. Really had to mow that once in a while.
Mow her hell, I damn near killed her. I can't even find one worth reading. So bad. What do you call the battle between Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola? A fizz fight.
Oh, good God. Okay, put it away.
We'll end on a high note.
We're going to talk about things that make us angry. Because I'm not in a great mood tonight.
Should I go?
No. As you could tell when you walked through the door. Actually, you said before you walked through the door, you could tell.
I'm already tired of the politics. I'm already tired of hearing about the politics. I've been tired of hearing about the politics, but it keeps getting closer to home. And it's so divisive, and there's so much vitriol on both sides. I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Not at all.
And the problem is, last time there was a presidential election, there was a libertarian that I was willing to get behind. And now there's like 15 of them, and they're all kind of meh.
Right.
So I don't really have like a third party candidate that I can go, well, at least I can settle on this instead of having to decide between Hitler and Kluth, you know? Do you want the active evil or the distant and...
And that's the problem. Choosing the lesser of two evils is still choosing evil.
Exactly. Which makes Luther the best choice because he's the greatest evil, right? Why settle for less?
Anyway, a salon had to remove a job ad for a happy stylist because it is discriminatory against unhappy people. Why?
Well, it's in England, so I don't think they have the same right to free speech we do.
A hair salon says it was told by a job center it could not run an advertisement recruiting a happy stylist because the word is discriminatory against unhappy people. She had listed a job ad looking for a part-time qualified hairdresser at her hair salon in England. The position called for someone with 5 years' experience of working in a salon who was confident in barbering as well as all aspects of hairdressing. And the advertisement stated, "This is a busy, friendly, small salon, so only happy, friendly stylists need apply." But on Wednesday, she said she received a call from her local job center informing her they could not run the ad because happy is a bad word. She claims the job center told her that the advertisement may make some people feel they cannot apply if they do not consider themselves to be a happy person.
Good. Don't apply.
Okay.
They don't want Eeyore working there. They want Piglet.
Right.
They want Tigger.
Definitely Tigger.
Tigger can't sit still long enough to cut hair, though.
Oh, they can imagine the haircuts coming out of there?
They're all going to look
Guess
like
what Tiggers do best? They cut hair.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Now, the problem is that it's not the government telling them that they can't do it. It's this ad agency they're trying to place the advertisement with. Job center. Is it a government-run job center?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
She thought it was a joke, and realizing it clearly isn't left me absolutely speechless. What has the human race come to? You can't make it up. How ridiculous are they being? I don't know. Shouldn't we all be a little happier?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Free blowjobs.
Whee!
That's a hair salon, right? That's what happens when you dry your hair.
Oh, I have a coupon. Yeah, she makes a good point, though. She said, does this mean that every descriptive word is discriminatory? Happy, tall, smart, elegant. Good luck with your search.
There's a picture of Amy Schumer at the bottom here, and I'm not an Amy Schumer fan, but okay. She looks pretty good in that picture.
I don't have that same picture.
Oh, okay.
I got two advertisements for a German food company changing its racist name.
What was the racist name? Let's talk about that one.
The racist kind of rename. One of Germany's best-known food companies said it will rename a popular spicy dressing because of the racist connotations of its name. Oh, we're up to Germany Watch already. This isn't even the Germany Watch article. It won't scroll. The food company Knorr will change the name of its Zeigerdenzer sauce. What the fuck that is? Or gypsy sauce.
Oh, can't use the word gypsy.
Didn't know that till last week.
It's like you can't use the term I got gypped because that's a derogatory term.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
They're going to change it to paprika sauce Hungarian style. Hungarian? That's racist.
Speaking of other things that make us angry, are boneless wings chicken tenders?
They are chicken nuggets in no uncertain terms.
They are totally chicken nuggets.
And you know what? What's wrong with calling them that instead of boneless wings? Boneless wings clearly was a marketing ploy.
Right.
And we're on to you.
Well, what I find hilarious is you can go to local pizzerias and you can get chicken fingers, which come with French fries, or you can get boneless wings, which just come with celery and carrots. They're the same price, but you get about half as much product with boneless wings.
Because it's marketing. It sounds fancy.
It's the same fucking price.
Yep.
So this guy in Nebraska stood before Lincoln City Council on August 31st. "We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control."
Exactly.
The problem was boneless chicken wings. In a video of a council meeting that immediately went viral on YouTube, this guy argued that boneless chicken wings should not be called boneless chicken wings because poultry without bones has already another societally accepted name, chicken tenders. He posited that boneless chicken wings should be included in the conversation about chicken tenders and that the city should remove the name boneless wing from our menus and from our hearts because it causes harm and confusion. I go into nice family restaurants and see people throwing this name around pretending as though everything is just fine. His plea caused immediate brouhaha. A person off-screen burst out laughing. A woman in-frame, previously bemused, began to... What the fuck is smeeze?
Smize?
Smize.
Smize?
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
And then chortle.
Someone got a new thesaurus for Christmas. It was a COVID Christmas. We waited till July.
Well, you can look it up online, too. I mean, it doesn't have to be a physical thesaurus.
Should I look at the Urban Dictionary?
You should look it up in your funkin' Wagnalls.
Think of the children, he argued, referencing how kids are raised completely unaware of the words they are using. He also brought up two logical fallacies in the pro-boneless argument. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually comes from the wing of a chicken.
That's my argument.
Exactly. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meat, but then we go around pretending as though the breast of a chicken is its wing. And second, number two, boneless wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go to order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. He suggested they be changed to buffalo-style chicken tenders, wet tenders. Wet tenders does not sound good.
Oh, I don't think I agree with you. I think that sounds pretty good.
Saucy nugs.
Saucy nugs.
Or trash.
Keep reading.
Which apparently pissed off brands like Wingstop, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Hooters because the three started raging about the situation together on Twitter. Don't worry, Buffalo Wild Wings. No one's eating your fucking shitty wings anyway.
Were we not just talking about this a few weeks ago?
We were.
Chicken wings are not supposed to be breaded.
Right.
Chicken tenders can be. Chicken nuggets can be. Okay, so what defines a chicken tender versus a chicken finger versus a chicken nugget versus a boneless chicken wing versus a chicken wing? They're all separate products.
Right. But one is the chicken wing, and there's definitely bones in that.
Correct.
The chicken tender.
There's an anatomical part of a chicken.
Right. Flat or drum?
I'm a drummy guy.
Okay, me too.
Most people in my family are flats, so that works out really well.
Yeah.
Because I eat most of the wings and I eat most of the drummies. So maybe that's just evolution happening. I don't know.
Good way I'm eating.
Yeah. I'm also usually the first one in the wing box.
Doesn't matter if there's somebody else in line ahead of you. Get out of the way.
That's right. I'm paying for them. Generally, that's the case. So I will be there first. And also, for the record, if you're ordering from a place that is serving you chicken wings in styrofoam, stop ordering from there or insist that they deliver the chicken wings in a pizza box in cardboard instead of styrofoam, because styrofoam will hold in all of the moisture and it recirculates the
and it makes
heat.
Them soggy.
It makes them soggy, exactly. You lose all the crisp. So all the places you order from, all the places around here now, they take your phone number. They know you when you call.
Right.
So they'll say, is this for Rich? And I'll say, yes, it is. And they'll say, you want the wings and cardboard? And I'll say, yes, I do. Or sometimes we'll forget to say it, and it'll just be that way when we get there.
Anytime I get my fingers from the bar in Middleport that I love, it always comes in cardboard. If you get wings from there, they come in cardboard.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
I learned recently, though, now my grandma used to do this. If she went out to eat, she would always order her dinner so she had leftovers, and she would bring her own Tupperware container. Apparently, that's illegal to do now in New York State. You can't bring your own container, takeout container. Something to do with cross-contamination and their kitchens and the health department, which
they
I think
can't
is bullshit.
I can see the argument that they cannot take your empty Tupperware container and bring it into their kitchen to put your food in.
Right, and I agree with that.
But if they give it to you and then you put it in your own Tupperware, they have no say in that matter whatsoever.
That's what I say.
Okay. So if they do that at the counter, it's not the same thing.
That's what I say, but apparently it's not allowed at all. Or the restaurants that I've been to have misinterpreted that health department regulation.
No, I get that. Health department has their own way of thinking. Sometimes I'm in line with it. Sometimes I'm not.
Mostly
but
I'm not.
I get that.
I'm perfectly allowed to drink out of the fucking hose if I want
it's
to.
It's within your best interest. They didn't have a say in that matter. You want to go around back in Applebee's and drink out of the garden hose? More power to you. They're using it to hose down the dumpster, but hey, whatever floats your boat, bud.
I'm talking about my own garden hose.
Oh, you weren't very specific with that.
Besides, I'm not sure I would eat at Applebee's. Sorry, Applebee's. I used to love you, but then you screwed up order after order.
Well, now we're not talking about eating at Applebee's. We're talking about drinking out of their,
the holes.
Their garden fountain that they used to. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, chicken wings versus all the other chicken products. What's the difference between a chicken tender and a chicken nugget?
$1.99
No. There's a specific thing.
Okay, chicken nugget and a chicken tender?
Yes.
Is it less than 3 inches or less than 2 inches?
No, it's not a size thing.
That's what she said.
A chicken tender is a whole piece of chicken breast.
All right.
So they'll take a breast and they'll separate it into pieces. And they will bread each piece and fry it.
Okay.
A chicken nugget is multiple pieces that have been melded together.
Using the pink goo at McDonald's?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's one example, but anytime it's a conglomeration that they basically, like a, almost like a chicken meatball that they, that they've, you know, breaded that wasn't a single piece to begin with, and it will have a certain amount of dark meat, whereas a chicken tender is all white meat. So that what's, that's what defines the difference between a chicken tender and a chicken nugget. Chicken nugget is a lot of little pieces squeezed together.
So what's the difference between a finger and a tender?
None. That's a marketing thing. That's like calling it pop versus soda. Chicken finger. Chickens don't have fingers, by the way. I don't know
regular
if you realize
Magnum.
That. Magnum's just a lie. Chickens don't have fingers.
If Howie Mandel could put a regular on his head, you don't need a Magnum. Sorry.
So chicken fingers are the Magnum condoms of cuisine, I guess.
Tastes like chicken.
I'll take your word for that, Greg.
I have no idea.
Chicken nuggets and chicken tenders are the same. No, wait. Chicken tenders and chicken fingers are the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We have spoken before about spiders and bugs and stuff and what you'll do to get rid of them. Like, Australia has been on fire for 8 months, but did they get the spider?
Did they get the spider. That's right.
A man has blown up part of his house in France while trying to swat a fly. He is in his 80s. He was about to tuck into his dinner when he became irritated by a fly buzzing around him. He picked up an electric fly swatter. I didn't know there was such a thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay. And started targeting the fly, but a gas canister was leaking in his home. A reaction between the device and the gas caused an explosion, destroying the kitchen and partly damaging the roof of the home in his village. According to local media, the unarmed man had a lucky escape, sustaining just a burn to the hand. However, the fate of the fly is not known. The man has since checked into a local campsite where his family, while his family repairs the house, Walden says hi.
The man was quoted as saying, "That's a spicy meatball."
So this guy literally burned his house down to get the fly.
Yes, we have an electric fly swatter. It has a trigger on either side of the handle, so you have to squeeze both at the same time. And then if you hit a bug and it touches, there's...
It's like a tasing of it?
It looks like a tennis racket.
Okay.
But it only has the electric... It only has the wires going parallel to each other in one direction. And then if you hit a bug with it and it touches two of the wires, it's a bug zapper. And also, if you put your tongue on it, it stings. Don't ask me how I know that.
We have not talked about the flat earthers in quite a while. However, they are back in the news again. After 2020 put a stop to a planned flat earther cruise to Antarctica, where passengers hope to find the giant wall of ice they believed surrounds our flat disk of a planet, one Italian couple took matters into their own hands. The man and woman, both from Venice, set sail towards Lampedusa, an island between Sicily and North Africa, to find the end of the world, which they believe is near the Sicilian island. Having sold their car to buy a boat, the couple had to sail around the island to make it to this other island. They borrowed somebody's hot water tank so they can go a little faster.
I'm going to go into space.
Unfortunately for the flat earther duo, they didn't quite make it to their intended destination, ending up instead on Eustica, an island situated just northwest of where they set off and a very long way away from Lampedusa. The doctor at the Maritime Health Office of the Ministry of Health, who helped the couple after they got lost, revealed they were using a compass to navigate. That's kind of a problem. Don't you need like a sextant when you're on the ocean?
That's what she said.
Not a sex tent.
The motion of the ocean.
The funny thing is that they orient themselves with the compass, an instrument that works on the basis of terrestrial magnetism, a principle that
terrestrial. Fuck.
A principle that they, as flat earthers, should reject. The couple were taken into quarantine on Eustica before trying to escape, being taken back to quarantine, and then trying and failing to escape once again. After they had decided to stay put and fulfill their required time in quarantine, the couple abandoned their doomed boat and took a ferry back to mainland Italy. It's another setback for the flat earther community, widely mocked for their belief that the earth is in fact flat, not, as has been consistently proven, round.
Also widely mocked by me.
All of us. All I can picture is these people floating out in a flotilla and a bigger boat coming by and swamping them and sinking them to the bottom of the flotilla.
That would only happen if they were Trump supporters.
All boats matter.
Well, we're not going to talk about politics.
No.
I had that article. I was poised to post it, and I did not.
Me too. I was looking at it going, do I really want to do it?
It would be against the policies and procedures of shenanigans.
Those are more like guidelines.
Unless I do it, then it's big trouble.
No, no. Typically what Matt was doing. I miss Matt sometimes.
I haven't even shot at him.
You know what I like about Matt is when he's playing the curmudgeon, because he plays it so well.
He does.
It's hilarious. But then he goes off script and we're like, what the fuck did he just say?
I like that part too. I got to be honest.
A lot of people I know did not like that part.
I don't care.
I'm hoping that it responds to any of the messages I've sent.
Any of the dozen, yeah.
Because I've probably sent, I don't know, 15.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's nagging at that point. I'm a, hey, what's up? No,
I sent him some of the same type of things that he sent us to our shenanigans chat back to his chat. Figured if he was going to look at anything, that's what he'd look at.
Probably.
But so far, nothing. He hasn't seen any of them.
I'm hoping all is well.
He's got to be pretty busy, too. His son's entering his senior year, plus baseball and all that stuff. So yeah. He's got other priorities.
Exactly. And he hasn't blocked me yet because we're still friends on Facebook. So.
Right, same thing. Have you ever been so bored you wanted to play the same piece of music? Because you're a musician.
I was a musician.
For an extraordinarily long time and still not be a member of the Grateful Dead? Which reminds me of a joke, actually. I'm a Grateful Dead fan. I'm a deadhead. And a couple of years ago, they brought out a boxed set that was 89 discs called 30 Trips Around the Sun. They took one show from every year that they were in existence and showcased it, beautiful soundboard quality and all that stuff. They did.
They didn't.
They did. I haven't. No.
They did like 7 shows, and they just kept repeating them over and over again.
Jimmy Fallon asked which version of Love Light is on the first 25 discs.
I knew it was going to be something like that.
Right.
I don't know what that song is, but it's clearly a long song. I get that.
I work. Round trip is just over 3 miles for me. Almost 4 if I stop at the library on the way home. Sometimes, and I listen to Grateful Dead CDs in the car, I may make it through one song on my round trip.
Like it's halfway through when you get there? But that's typical. Most songs are 3 or 4 minutes.
I drive a lot slower than you do. So it's a 10-minute trip either direction. So it's a 20-minute round trip when I go to the library too. So I might get one song. Hundreds of fans have attended a special kind of musical happening at a church in Germany. A chord change in an organ piece that is supposed to last for an entirety of 639 years. The performance of the organ.
You said organ.
Ass slap. As slow as possible. Composition began in September 2001 at the St. Berchardi Church in the eastern town of Haberdashery. And it's supposed to end in 2640 if all goes well.
Halberstadt.
You like that word though, right?
I do.
Walden does not. Quit saying haberdashery.
It's because he only wears trucker caps. Can't tell him baseball caps because he doesn't play baseball.
Did he though?
No, but he drives a truck. It's another trucker.
Another
caps.
Trucker caps. So he already wants to get rid of the truck.
Allegedly.
He wants that new Wagoneer by Jeep. It's $100,000. There's no way he's gonna get one.
He'll get a used one later.
Right.
Right now he's just bought that truck, so he's committed to it for at least 5 years.
At least. He says he drives his cars pretty long time.
That was before he was working from home.
Yeah.
Now he has no incentive to drive nearly as much as before.
Just got
to
haul the camper for campsites and then come over here on Monday. We're 1 month away from our winter studios, by the way.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'm not holding my breath. It'll come when it comes.
The musical piece by the American composer.
Really? Really? You should let that go by.
Yep.
It'll come when it comes.
That's what she said! The musical piece by American composer John Cage. Isn't John...
Luke Cage.
It's Luke Cage. Yeah.
Actually, unfire that synapse.
It's Nick's evil twin.
Yeah?
I'm going to write a music that is going to bore you.
That's Nick Cage.
Yeah, that's what I said. Nick Cage's evil twin.
It's not his evil twin. It's Nick Cage.
It's played on a special organ inside the medieval church. The last sound has been the same one for the last 6 years and 11 months.
Nick Cage wants to go medieval on your organ.
And therefore, the chord change was a big event among fans of the John Cage organ project. I don't understand what they're trying to do here.
The note lasts for years. So when they go to change the note, it's like that flower that only blossoms every few years. People like come from around the world
like
to
the
see
corpse
that.
Flower thing that yeah, smells yeah, yeah, exactly. Like dead bodies.
So they have a copy of the music. They know how long the note's going to be, and they're pretty much announcing it ahead of time that the chord's going to change.
I don't get it. It's going to take 600 years.
This is like those theaters that show...
What the hell? Anything Nick Cage is in.
No, these are like those theaters that'll show cult movies every Saturday night because everybody will get together just to watch the cult movie that they've seen 1,000 times.
Like the theater right across from UB.
Right. Like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
They'll everybody will come and bring toast and dressing and you know, costume and shit like that. Well, this is the musician version of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I don't get it. I also don't understand the infatuation with rating everything.
Rating?
Everything? Rating.
Well, they're better. Some ratings are better than others, I guess.
I rate public bathrooms, whether usable for just one or they're usable for two.
Well, I thought all of them got a no because they weren't your bathroom.
Pretty much, but sometimes you'd have an emergency evacuation route. This guy in England has visited hundreds of benches and gives them a score based on comfort, design, location, and view, among other criteria. He has reviewed nearly 200 benches so far, but despite that, he's yet to give a perfect score. He's in England. He can't find a 10 of 10 yet. All the images on his Instagram page show him, from Bristol, looking sternly at the camera as he assesses where he's sitting. You have something you want to say here?
Absolutely not.
I'm dumbfounded. Like, he's going to say, I can't get a date. I wonder why.
Because all of his couches are really uncomfortable. We can hear that on the podcast.
I just like watching it.
What even are you doing?
She's pumping it.
Are you thinking there's breast
She's
milk
sucking
in there
all the
or something?
Air out of it.
What are you pumping?
She's preserving her wine.
You're creating a vacuum in the wine bottle.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she still does.
Right?
That was two thumbs up.
But this way it costs way more between glasses. Because you have a device that, you know, was expensive.
No, I think it was a gift, wasn't it? It was a gift.
Oh, we'll get him this hand job looking thing.
Do you know who bought it for us?
Do you have that exerciser thing that makes you go like this?
The shake weight? I want to buy it for her.
Yeah.
I'll get her two of them. Was it? Oh, who was it from Saturday Night Live? The girl that did it. Kristen Wiig. She did the double shake weight.
Double shake weight?
Yeah.
I think it was a South Park episode where they featured that.
It was definitely on Saturday Night Live also. Okay. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, do you see that Fred Armisen is now doing ads for Google? And the first couple were really awesome. He plays characters in all of them, and they're getting progressively dumber.
Is he Mac or PC?
I have no idea. I loved those commercials.
It's a different set of commercials.
I loved those commercials. Those were awesome. Justin Long.
Yes, I didn't like Justin Long. I like the other guy.
Do you like Justin Long as an actor?
He's all right.
You ever watched the movie Accepted?
No.
Where they make up their own college?
No.
That's a good movie. You should watch that one.
You've tried to convince me to watch that before.
All right.
It didn't pan out last time either.
Okay. Well, if you're watching movies, be careful when you're watching on Pornhub.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't watch movies on Pornhub.
No?
As far as you know.
You don't get emails from them saying, we've missed you, George?
That's just you.
The Mad Butcher has distanced itself from a comment on Pornhub advertising its products, saying its real prices are far more reasonable than the fake advertisement suggests. A screenshot posted on social media showed the comment on a pornographic video from someone using the name Mad Butcher NZ. Holy moly, that girl really does love her meat, and so do we, reads the comment. That's why this week we're offering fresh Teagle chicken breast at only $9.99 a kilo.
Is this supposed to be legal?
I don't know.
Like it was butchered legally?
Maybe.
With proper permits?
Mad Butcher chief executive told News Hub, which is the legitimate site of Pornhub, that its company had nothing to do with the comment.
Is that true?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
It is now. We are on the internet. We said it, so it must be true. Isn't that how that works now?
As far as I know.
I'm 5'10".
You are so 5'11", bud.
Might have to knock about 20% off that.
10 to 20.
A large majority of people will know Mad Butcher would not revert to a porn site to advertise.
No.
Plus, our special price for chicken breasts is well under $9.99 a kilogram. The man behind the false advertisement says he meant no disrespect by the joke. It was purely satire. Just thought it would be funny.
Oh, they already found the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that takes some of the fun out of it.
Data from Pornhub in 2019 showed that New Zealanders spend more time on Pornhub than most of the world. An average of 10 minutes and 30 seconds, which is 30 seconds longer than the rest of the world. They have better fast forward buttons.
That's two whole videos. How do they hold out? I'm told.
Okay. New Zealand also ranks 27th for most visits to the porn site, despite being 125th in population. So New Zealand loves porn.
There's nothing better to do. From what I'm told, New Zealand is like Australia, but not everything is trying to kill you. So
has better fruits.
Has better fruits?
Kiwi.
Mm.
You don't like kiwi?
I could care less.
Oh, I like kiwi. Do you have your list available now?
I think so.
Okay.
Why, was there an article you wanted me to read?
Any of the three that are left.
There's only three left.
Yeah, I've been deleting them as we've been going through.
Okay, well, I posted several separate articles that were all related to female anatomy. So let's start with the Air Force. There are fewer truer sayings than when you gotta go, you gotta go. When the time comes, though, finding a restroom can be difficult. Now imagine you're strapped into a tactical combat jet on an hours-long mission with limited options, most of them designed with men primarily in mind. I know when that's the case for me, I can just hit pause and go to the bathroom.
But once you start going pee, you can't stop.
Oh, that's true. But it's still paused. It's not like pause only lasts certain durations.
Right.
That's the reality many female pilots in the U.S. Air Force face on a regular basis, and one that the service is looking to change. On August 4th, the Air Force began accepting proposals for what is dubbed the Sky High Relief Club, AFWERX, a technology incubator. The service established in 2017 to help foster innovation and accelerate the development and acquisition of novel technologies, is leading the effort, which is seeking systems to collect urine for disposal in flight that will be comfortable and easy to use for women on missions lasting up to 16 hours total. Now, I'm sorry, but I thought they already had these. They're called adult diapers.
Didn't that one astronaut, when she was going to go kill the other one, wear an astronaut diaper?
Exactly. Adult diapers and energy bars so she could sit and watch the front of this guy's house to see when he walked out. Hardly the first person to do that, by the way. Why am I suppressing a belch? It's kind of my thing.
I know.
It's my one vice. The U.S. Air Force needs an improved bladder relief system that allows female aviators to hydrate adequately and relieve themselves during flight without interfering with operations or compromising flight safety. Current mission profiles and air refueling ability up to 16 hours have led to longer flight times for aircrew who need to urinate multiple times during flight without removing restraint systems and flight equipment. Don't they have an autopilot? Can't they just put it on autopilot and stick their hoo-ha out the window? At 30,000 feet, nobody's going to see what they're doing. So why couldn't they just do that? Are they afraid to get it all over the side of the jet?
I have no idea.
FWorks Challenge lays out four areas that proposals will need to address. A comfortable, form-fitting female interface. Improved flow performance / pump technology. Ooh, pump technology. All right, getting that involved sounds intriguing. Maybe this could serve two purposes. Management and processing of bodily fluids and pumpless bladder relief system. Well, if it's pumpless, why do they need an improved pump technology? That doesn't make any sense. Document outlining the challenge offers possible technological solutions in each category, as well as a number of known constraints, including ones that might not immediately come to mind. For instance, of course, the first category demands that what the system is in the end be comfortable to wear for female pilots and easy to put on and take off, as well as be leak-proof, sanitary, and easy to maintain. But also it needs to be reliably break-free in the event of an ejection and non-flammable and fire-resistant so as not to become a hazard.
You're going to shoot that puddle of pee that's in your boots right up to your chin when you pull that 7G turn.
That's right. And I would think that the fact that it's full of urine should keep it relatively fire retardant.
I would think so.
So, that's what's going on in the Air Force this week. Now, this has got to be useful for stuff other than Air Force pilots. I mean,
truck drivers,
concert goers. Nobody wants to hit the porta potty, right?
That's what the set break and drums and space are for.
Right, but nobody wants to sit in a port-a-john.
No.
And the ladies, they don't always have the option to not sit in the port-a-john, even if you could avoid
the hover.
The hover, right. You got to do the hover. So they're looking over submissions on September 21st and have picked a number of entrants to present their proposals as a showcase event on October 13th. The showcase itself will be online due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's going to be a pay-per-view event, so I can't wait to see this. They're gonna model the entrance. I think it's going to be fascinating. It'll probably be on Pornhub.
Probably. It's a fetish, probably. I'll have to ask Matt. He'll know.
When he responds, finally. And speaking of having to urinate.
I watched two of these fucking episodes. 45 minutes a pop out of my life.
Episode.
Oh, there's a goop. Television series on Netflix.
No, we've talked about this. I'm not watching it.
No, don't.
I refuse
don't.
To acknowledge existence.
Do not watch it.
But apparently Goop employees actively smelled Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina to embody the infamous "This Smells Like My Vagina" candle. The 47-year-old actress made headlines when she unveiled her unusual scented candle, which we've talked about. But it has now been revealed that the team behind the candle got their inspiration for the scent by actually smelling her vajayjay. No, Craig, I will not smell your finger in this week's Visual Jokes for Podcasting. Goop's chief designer and head of merchandising.
Have you read this whole paragraph? Holy shit.
No.
Okay.
Told Closer magazine. Is it Closer or Closer?
I don't know.
Okay.
Since you're smelling her vagina, it's probably Closer.
Or Closer. We all live and breathe these products, quite literally. The Goop office is unlike any workplace in the world. You will find staff sitting at their desk with a bunch of needles in their face or wearing a necklace vibrator while discussing which sex toys gave them the best orgasm that weekend. It's the most hilariously wonderful and crazy environment. So what we've learned from this statement is Goop has no human resources department.
None.
For the Goop team, smelling Gwyneth's vagina became just another day at the office. She's the ultimate embodiment of the brand, and that means ensuring its authenticity with the products. The candle, which now I presumed that she was actively inserting one of these candles into her vagina and selling that.
The jade candle?
Yes. I would think those would be quite expensive. But apparently that's not the case. The candle actually smells of geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar. Sold out immediately when it went on sale in mid-January, and Gwyneth said she chose to name the wax creation after her privates because she wanted to end the stigma around female sexuality. I don't want to read her statement because I don't really care what she says.
I just went to her store on her website. The two top sellers are right now are This Smells Like My Vagina. That's a candle. It's $75. The second one is This Smells Like My Orgasm. Another candle for $75.
Okay. For $75, that candle better have met Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. If she's getting $75 a pop for them, it's got to be worth our while somehow.
I don't know. I wouldn't spend the money on it. So if there's a listener out there who wants to buy it for us so we can review it, either now, both.
You're looking at that picture online. You're looking at that product. What is the shape of the candle? Is it shaped like something that would be inserted vaginally?
It's shaped like a box.
That doesn't really answer my question, does it?
It looks like it's round. Yeah, it's like a cylinder.
Diameter-wise, it
looks... With a flame in the middle.
Does it look like... Prior to being lit. We're not wishing anything ill on Ms. Paltrow, but does it look like it would be something that would be difficult to forcibly insert?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. For $75, make it worth my while. Otherwise, it's false advertising. We should sue.
Then she has a roll-on perfume called This Smells Like My Vagina Roll-On. It's $45.
Your armpit smells just like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
She also has Dirty Fig.
That's funny. This armpit smells like Kay Mara's ass crack.
For an entirely different reason. Oh, boy.
Now, you would wear that roll-on to prevent underarm perspiration in the summer when it's warm. There's other things you might be doing in the summer. This is the worst segue ever. What did you find to do this summer to pass the time with all the, you know, stuff shut down with the COVID?
I spent a lot of money.
Spent a lot of money?
Yeah, I did. I spent a lot of
shopping
money.
Online?
$1 at a time.
One.
I made them into paper airplanes so I can keep physically distanced. What did you do? You have hot feet. You can dance.
What?
You can dance.
I can't dance.
Are you sure?
I am certain I cannot dance. And I'm not even sure where the hell you're going with it.
Not moving to dance music is nearly impossible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't open that article.
Nodding your head to a beat or swaying along with the music can feel as though it is happening automatically when a song comes flowing from the loudspeakers. But have you tried to resist? The researchers have discovered that it is virtually impossible to stand completely still when hearing music. I call bullshit.
I do as well.
Because if I don't like the song, I don't move. I stand there and wait for them to finish and move on.
Nobody has managed it so far. Okay, they're clearly not asking the right group of people to participate in their study.
They're talking about microscopic movements. So basically they can feel your, they can see your vein throbbing in your neck. Or
that's involuntary.
Or in your temple. It just happens to be grooving to the music.
You have no physical control over
that. Nope, none.
I am not grooving to shit. Parts of me, however, are always grooving.
Electronic dance music appears to have the greatest impact on micro movements, and researchers therefore decided to concentrate on this genre. The pulse of the music, as it is referred to by the music researchers, is crucial. The pulse is key. The average frequency of body movement, which you could typically clap or march to, is 120 beats per minute. A lot of dance music has a slightly faster tempo, which acts as a trigger. I don't want to be triggered.
What about marching music? Am I required to march now because they say so?
I danced like a Elaine with Better Time.
Right. I am down for the white guy head dance, and otherwise I have to be stupid drunk. And then it's still terrible.
Oh, that's probably not good. What's happening in Germany this week?
Mercedes-Benz engineers are striving to meet every definition of comfort in their new S-Class sedan. as they're trying to steal a march on rival Tesla, who have wowed audiences with a new fart mode.
What?
With a new fart mode.
What is fart mode?
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay.
The German automaker, the inventor of the modern car, that's a tall claim. The inventor of the modern car, Mercedes-Benz, is championing Eisenkomfort, the sensation customers experience when they recline in one of the plush seats. That's along with...
Oh, yeah. Say it, please.
I'm working on it. I'm still sounding it out in my head. Ultra Gersfalsen.
Überrangensverhalten. Langs Reckenkomfort.
Wow. That's along with Übergungsverhalten, or the seat's ability to absorb bumps in the road. It's shocks. It's fucking shocks.
Right.
Or Langstreckenkomfort, or long-range comfort features. The vehicle's mustachioed chief engineer, Jürgen Weisinger, told Reuters. Reuters. I can say Reuters.
Right.
The growing lexicon of engineering features is a sign of Mercedes' determination to push the boundaries of automotive refinement as it tries to reclaim high-tech bragging rights to have been hijacked by electric car pioneer Tesla. This has led the Lastenheft, or engineering blueprint, of the S-Class to expand from a pamphlet to a huge tome. It's a five-fold increase from 30 years ago. Seats, rear seats in particular, have emerged as a key battleground in the car industry, where the rise of automated driving has made the passenger experience as important as that of the driver. The essence of the S-Class is comfort and security in a luxury package. This reads like a fucking car commercial. We should get McConaughey in here to read this instead. 10 different message programs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Seats have also been embedded with speakers so customers can, quote, feel sound. 10 different massage programmies are available, including one that pulsates in time to music that apparently is impossible to not dance to, and a heated one that uses vibration motors and inflatable air chambers for Craig's blow-up doll in the seat. 4 radial fans in the cushion, 2 in the backrest, also cool passengers down. This is fucking overkill. This is just more shit to break. Not be covered under the warranty anymore. This so-called Level 3 automation system will be introduced first in Germany in 2021. The new S-Class can be ordered in Germany. Where is the rest of the talk from Tesla? That was why I wanted the article. Did I skip it?
I think you
did. Where did I miss it?
You missed it. It's up a little ways.
Tesla has accelerated the pace of industry innovation by using remote software updates to introduce quirky features such as fart mode, which emits a farting sound over car speakers for the amusement, or not, of passengers.
And Elon Musk is a genius.
He is. That's exactly correct.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've heard of a horn that is basically programmable with different sounds, like you can change your ringtone on your phone. So adding fart mode and making like a big deal about it really isn't that much of a stretch, except it's dealer installed. So it's more expensive and covered under the warranty. There's been aftermarket shit like this all along, pretty much since inception. Anyway, that's what's happening in Germany this week.
What's happening in Canada this week, Rich?
I don't know. I'm going to wait for the music to stop first.
Canada Watch.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all.
Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
It's done.
I didn't read this article, by the way.
No?
Sex in a pandemic can be complicated. Canada's lead medical doctor says it's best to keep kissing. It's best to skip kissing and perhaps wear a mask to prevent COVID-19. Is this a new article?
It is.
That's funny because I think I've read that advice from Canada before, but okay. Dr. Theresa Tam, Canada's chief public health officer, issued a public statement Wednesday on staying safe from the virus when engaging in sexual activities. Sexual health is an important part of our overall health. However, sex can be complicated in the time of COVID-19. The statement says, with risks increasing for partners engaging with people outside their household. The lowest risk sexual activity during COVID-19 involves yourself alone, Craig. Tam advises. That's weird that she would name you like that. It's kind of rude. But in Canadians choosing to, quote, engage in an in-person sexual encounter, end quote, outside their bubble. Wait, who's having sex in a bubble? John Travolta and who else? She suggests a number of steps to reduce risk, including avoiding face-to-face contact.
Doggy style, so you can both watch the hockey game.
Reverse cowgirl. Both are perfectly safe for the pandemic, folks.
Except you'll break something on reverse cowgirl. Isn't that the most dangerous for the man?
It's true. From what I'm told, it's well worth it. They should call it reverse mom because that's what's going to happen. A trusting relationship should first be established, and partners should also consider using a mask that covers the nose and the mouth. That takes a lot of the fun out of it. Current evidence indicates that there is very low likelihood of contracting the novel coronavirus through semen or vaginal fluids. Did you hear that, ladies? It's not transmitted through semen. Ladies. However, even if the people involved do not have symptoms, sexual activity with new partners does increase your risk of getting or passing COVID-19 through close contact like kissing. Sex should be avoided if either person has COVID-19 symptoms, duh, the statement says, suggesting limiting your use of alcohol and other substances so you and your partners are able to make safe decisions. Of course, the most common health advice was also echoed to continue to practice safe sex, including by using condoms and knowing the STI status of oneself and their partner. For example, don't have sex with anyone that has a blue waffle. By taking these precautions and staying conscious of the risks, we assume Canadians can find ways to enjoy physical intimacy while safeguarding the progress we have all made containing COVID-19. And that apparently is what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us this week?
I do. And I picked this one ahead of time, which I don't generally bother doing. I'll just throw it into the list when I find them. But this one is particularly poignant today for me. So I wanted to make sure that today was the day that we went over it. This week's website is agegeek.com. Pretty straightforward.
Okay, so you enter your birth date?
That's right. Discover what others achieved at your age.
37 days from now, you'll be the exact age Ulysses S. Grant was when he was inaugurated as the 18th president of the United States, when he was 46 years, 10 months, and 5 days old.
Today, I am the exact age David Letterman was when the comedy film Cabin Boy, in which he made his first appearance on the big screen, was released. When he was 46 years, 8 months, and 27 days old. He was in the movie for all of 10 seconds.
165 days from now, you'll be the exact age Patrick Stewart was when the debut Star Trek Next Generation episode Encounter at Farpoint, in which he debuted as Captain Jean-Luc Picard, first aired when he was 47 years, 2 months, and 13 days old.
I have the exact same one for 169 days.
Really?
What a coincidence.
Right.
65 days from now, you'll be the exact age Franklin D. Roosevelt was when he was appointed governor of New York when he was 46 years, 11 months, and 2 days old.
A lot of politics here.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart looked old.
But history.
Right. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're saying he's old, but you will be the same age as him 30 years ago when that thing came out.
I know. Mine says you were born on, and it gives my date, you are exactly 46 years and 9 months old. It's 3 months to my birthday today.
Yeah. So there you go. It knows you so well.
It does. Agegeek.com. Put your birthday in. Check it out. And for shenanigans, it's been Rich and Craig. And I don't know what the hell Walden's doing. I have no idea what the heck Vinny's doing. I have no idea what Matt's doing. I know what Howie's doing. He's following the Canadian guidelines of the safest sex. So for shenanigans, thank you. Join us again next week.